Okay. So I'm going to guide us into what I think is a really lovely practice this afternoon, one where we can practice resting a little bit more. We've been quite active in these practices, and we're going to practice a little bit more receptivity. But before we do that, I would like to invite you to do a little experiment with me. So imagine, if you will, that you are a most marvelous pot of soup on the stove. Here you are, and you've been sitting on your little gas ring, electric ring, for a couple of days now. And you get one of these ladles, these long spoons with the that you dip into the pot. And I'm going to invite you to dip your ladle into your pot to test the flavor of the soup. In a way, this is a fancy way for saying, what's the quality of your citta like right now? Can be expanded, it might be contracted, it might be bright, it might be dull, it might be full of love, it might be full of hate, it might be very, very subtle, it might be very, very powerful, it might be a mixture of all of those, it might be something I've never heard of. What is the weather like in there right now? And this is a question that takes feeling out. And hence this idea to take your ladle inside your soup pot, dip it deep into the contents, the mood, the quality and taste. What's it like right now? And it open your vocabulary in your language, your languages. What is the mood of the heart? And whatever you find, it is not a definitive answer about you. It's what are the conditions like right now? And if you are willing, dear Sangha member, and you have one or two words, you can unmute and say those words into the Sangha. We will not think it is who you are or your ultimate nature, but we will know it is the taste of the soup right now. So breathing out, and to cultivate our deep, deep listening. Cultivate a very particular skill and gift and beauty. So I'm going to offer you one question that will be, I will invite you to let that question drop and land deeper and deeper and deeper into your body. And your job is not to try to find answers to that question. Your job is to ask the question of your body and your heart in the most loving and beautiful way. We're not looking for a specific answer, although there may be some that come. And I'm going to guide us to let the question drop further than all the initial kinds of answers that might come. And listen deeper and deeper. Let the question land like a feather in the air as it falls through the sky. Or like a coin that is dropping deep into a body of water. So sit with me, dear Sangha, if you will. Sit back. And if you will, open your body as I open mine. a body that includes your sensitive heart, the body that includes your intuition and your instinct for what is helpful, for what is meaningful. Your body, who is an unfathomable being. So let's begin by asking our body if they will partner with you today. Please work with me today. So we approach the body with that kind of respect. And grant to your body that they are intelligent, that they are that they have their own subjectivity, their own ways of knowing, their own unfathomable beyonds that we have only just scratched the surface of as humans in this era. So in whatever language is closest to your body, in whatever language is closest to your heart, hear the question and allow it with its own image to start to drop into the body that has no bottom, no end. No finite cut off, which we know from science, and we can know this unfathomable beyonds from our practice. And the question is this. So breathing, as if you are so sincerely asking your body and heart, what is needed right now? And let the question drop past all the mind's initial flickering, scrambling responses. Oh, I need to be more of this, and I need to go to sleep, and I need to be better at that. No, not that. Not that. Let the question drop like a coin deep into a body of water. Let it drop. And maybe it never lands. Maybe the asking is the point. Let the penny drop into the tissues of your muscles, into the marrow of your bones, into the pockets of your heart, into the spaces in your organs and between your organs. Let the asking be beautiful. Let the asking express. Your care. And you might prompt the question again and let it echo. Let it echo. What is needed, my love? What is needed right now? And your job is not to come up with answers. Your job is to be a deep listening organ. As if every cell was singing that question with love and waiting. Waiting for as long as it takes. Eternally waiting. Open. What is needed, my love? And the body, if they wish to respond, and they only respond when we listen, right? Their language may not be only words. That's not the most common language of the body. It might be. Don't have to expect a chiseled, precise, declarative response like a thought. They may be. But see if you can keep listening. Sometimes the body responds. By showing you a different kind of breath. By letting you know that he feels seen and loved by the way you're asking the question. Sometimes the body responds through the heart. Touched. To be finally met and asked with such grace. Sometimes the body responds in sensation or image. And of course, there may be words, too. But make no demand of your body. Of your heart. Make no demand of your imagination. Make no demand of your mind. Make no demand of your instinct. Make no demand of your emotional sensitivity. Let the question show you its own intelligence. What What is really needed right now, my love? And waiting. And pausing. Listening without the Buddhist scripts. Oh, what's needed now is more mindfulness, more investigation, more samatha. No, not that. Not that. Not now. Listening below the scripts of your patterns. Oh, what's needed now is just if I could be just different, if I didn't have this mood, if I was just better at this. No. No. Not that. Not that, my love. What's needed is if other people were just a bit more. No. Not other people. Let the question take you, if it does, into the fertile, dark, rich regions these untamed landscapes. And the response might be that you sense some texture or tone, or taste, or vibration of this natural world. Let the asking be beautiful. What is needed and maybe the response comes as a shiver of recognition. that this intelligent creature is being seen. Maybe it comes as thought, oh, a little more goodwill, my darling, a little more kindness. And that's not coming from your inner critic, but out of the depths of your love. Opening your deep listening to sense more responses than you might usually sense, with no pressure, but to know that there is so much more here. So much to this unfathomable being. Maybe there's an intuition to touch a part of your body or your heart. Maybe the body shows you something about softening or strength. Can the continuity be in the listening? Even if what you're listening to at times is so silent, maybe nothing much, can you listen to the nothing much? Continuity in occasionally dropping in the question, pulsing, echoing. And the continuity in the witnessing, the listening. As if kneeling at an altar in the presence of what is more than you. below the judgments and the law courts that are evaluating you. below the trying heart. Kindly seeing those not those. Enjoy the asking. It's not an anxious asking, but a loving asking. You might recognize some quiet senses of your body. Maybe subtle shifts in the atmosphere and the texture of your presence. There isn't a right response. There's your asking. You're listening. In an intimate encounter. With this uncharted territory this unowned wilderness. and if it's helpful, you could play with an idea. What if this was the very last time in your life that you could ask such a question? What if this was our last moment to be alive as a human being in this lifetime? And there we are on our deathbed, and our senses, our eyes and our ears are starting to dim and fade to the outside world. And we might be left with a very intimate encounter. With our inner life. Where it might become about staying close. How would you ask this question? If this were indeed our last chance to ask. Doesn't have to be dramatic. And yet let yourself be open to what might want to be responded. To what responses might come. Follow your loving instinct here. Open to touch and being touched. internally or externally, with yourself. And don't worry if you feel flat. Just trusting that in the asking, even if it feels like the question falls into stony ground today, trust that your sincere asking will yield fruit. If not now, then in time. Getting the training to listen to what is not so chiseled or declarative as sometimes the contents of our mind can be. As well as hearing the chiseled and declarative. for the last few minutes of this practice. If it feels like the right time, to very lightly ask the question, what am I noticing now in the whole field of the whole body space? What am I noticing about my quality of presence, my here-ness? What is the effect of that practice I've just done on this whole arena? And the sense of self who sits in your location? Maybe there's one or two words about the tone of your presence. Is it soft or bright or dull or dark and alive or rich or spacious or collapsed? We don't always have the words. So feel it out with your fingers, as if you had little psychic fingers that could feel the tone and the texture of your presence. Maybe it's like a rock. Or like gossamer, this very transparent fabric. Or maybe it's like there's nothing here, but it doesn't feel like a problem. But I don't know what's there for you, so you feel it. Maybe there's an image. And finally, if you wish, very gently with the soup spoon and the ladle, to dip your ladle into this pot and taste the quality of the citta, the quality of the heart, which might be very close to the quality of the presence. They're in a kind of spectrum or a gradation between heart and body. But what is the quality of the mood? The state of mind right now. And it might be something you know well, and it might be a little bit more nuanced. Oh, is this kind of mixture of, maybe there's no word for it yet. May all beings receive what they need internally and externally. May all beings be met with kindness, and may all beings know joy.